Welcome to the tip-off episode of Inside the Eagle's Nest, Bender Breakdown with Dwayne Simpkins. I'm David Buerth, and be sure to tune in all season for the latest news and events and storylines from AU basketball and Coach Simpkins. We also encourage you to support our student-athletes by donating to the Eagles Club. You can donate to the team of your choice or the Champions Fund to create the best student-athlete experience for all Eagles. And now we welcome head coach Dwayne Simpkins. How are you doing today, Dwayne?
Doing great, Dave. Long time no see, huh?
Yes, it has been. Back to the Eagles' Nest. It's another marker for the beginning of the season. It's always fun. Well, it's here, right? Finally, tip-off week. We have one road game under our belt, and the much-anticipated home opener against Penn is this Sunday. But before we get into the games, let's take a little bit back, and let's take a look at the roster for those that maybe didn't see the Wake Forest opener. Talk through some of the roster here. We've got, obviously, our upperclassmen returners of Greg, Matt, and Jeff.
Yeah, those guys done a really good job with taking on the mantle, so to speak, of the leadership role. And they all bring different things to the table when it comes to leadership. Greg's going to be a little bit more vocal. Jeff is going to be less vocal. We're working on him being more vocal, but he does a lot by example. And Mayock is kind of in between the two of those guys. But they've been doing a really, really good job with our young guys.
And then Julian and Wyatt, they certainly bring back a good amount of playing time and some experience as well.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they talk about our team coming back, they talk about how much we lost. But I think sometimes between Wyatt and Julian, those guys kind of get lost in the shuffle. Those guys played quite a bit. You know, Wyatt played a little bit more than Julian, but those guys have experience, and that experience is going to be invaluable for us.
And then not leaving anybody off, we can't go down the complete roster, but then you have a large group of freshmen. And in particular, I kind of seen Carson and Cade start to fill in nicely here, but it's a large group. Tell us a little bit about the freshman group, their experience thus far.
Yeah, all high character guys, great families, which is, you know, we're all about those things. But Carson, starting with Carson, you know, he brings a physical presence that, you know, we haven't had. You know, Matt was a good size kid, but with Carson in particular, his athleticism in addition to his size is really, really good. He's able to do some things like hedge ball screens, which is really important for us. Hedge ball screens better than Matt did, quite honestly. From our ball screen perspective, like, he's going to give us a lot of impact when it comes to that. With Chris is a lefty, not as agile and athletic as Carson is, but from an offensive perspective, I mean, this kid can put the ball in the basket. You know, he's left-handed, and you know, we tell our guys all the time, he's going over his right shoulder, but he finds a way to get over his right shoulder and score the basketball. He's further away from being where we want him to be than Carson is right now, in particular on the defensive side, but he's got a lot of upside.
So it's a big group, and it's going to take a while to get them fixed in here. Speaking about, you mentioned bigger strength, taller, faster, it seems like, across the roster. How will that kind of affect the style of play maybe that the fans will see this year?
It'll be faster. We'll have more possessions. That's the goal, is to try to manufacture more possessions. First, through whether we're scored on or not, we're going to try to push the basketball and score in the first 7 seconds. That's always been a part of what we've been doing. It wasn't necessarily what we were trying to do after the other team made baskets. When the other team made baskets, we try to kind of jog it up the court and get into a set. We wanted to get the ball to Matt Rogers. We don't have Matt Rogers this year, so the idea is that after misses and makes, we want to try to push tempo. I thought we did a really good job against Wake Forest. You know, we scored 74 points. We had a high number of possessions. Would have been even more had we not turned the ball over. But that is the goal. We're going to be playing much faster this year.
And I was talking to Nate. You mentioned 74 points. He was talking to me about maybe 70 is the number roughly where you plus minus you want to be, giving up fewer than that defensively. And if you can get that to that 70 mark offensively, you feel like you're going to be in a good place every game.
I think so. And I think if we take care of the basketball, I mean, we had 18 turnovers. And it's really tough to get 74 points and having 18 turnovers. So, you know, our goal is to try to be around 12, which we have been in the past 2 years. If we can stay around that, and we shot 8 for 30 from 3-point range, you know, we had some shots that we missed that I think we're going to make moving forward. Quite honestly, 74, 75 points is right where we want to be.
This time of year, there's always injuries, even if they're small knocks and bruises. I've had a lot of guys playing out of position over the Howard exhibition and even at Wake a little bit. Talk about the team's depth when fully healthy, how you kind of see that helping us this year as well.
Yeah, we have everybody back right now, knock on wood, minus Cam Prince. You know, when Cam gets back, he's going to be able to provide us with another ball handler who's a probably our best on-ball defender outside of Greg Jones. It will allow us to, you know, push Wyatt off to the two-guard position a little bit more, where I think he's more natural. And he's also going to be able to spell Jeff. Jeff was just coming back from injury. We probably played him a few too many minutes. He played 26 minutes, I think, against Wake. But in a perfect world, you know, Jeff's playing around 25 minutes. Cam comes in and plays 12 to 14. And, you know, obviously Madden Collins, he was out as well. He had two to three practices before we played Wake Forest. You know, his conditioning isn't where it needs to be. But between those three guys, I think we have three quality ball handlers that are able to create for themselves and other people.
and playing time against Wake. Give us maybe just real quick as we move on to the home opener, maybe some lessons learned, a little bit, some things that you saw at Wake that you're going to kind of implement moving forward.
I was really pleased with our pace of play. You know, we got the ball out of the net. We pushed the ball down the court. We got some easy transition baskets after both misses and makes. You know, I thought we ran our offense pretty solid. We didn't have any film to go off of going into the Wake Forest game. You know, they hit the ball pretty hard, and it caused some problems with Jeff, and he had some turnovers that if we had some film, we probably would have stayed away from certain things in our playbook. Early on. And then defensively, you know, I think we did a pretty good job in the half court where we struggled. We turned the ball over too many times. You play a team like Wake Forest, a team at that level with that length and athleticism. I mean, they had 7 dunks. They were 7 for 7 on dunks. You know, you give the ball away, you know, you're giving points away. So, you know, we got some things we got to clean up. I think we'll be we're going to address those things in practice. And I think just making shots, you know, those things are going to come and go. But I think for the most part, we're going to make more shots than we miss from 3.
So didn't have a lot of film. That's because it's early in the year. But it's also something that you're going to be experiencing quite a bit as about you watch team's film from the year before. It's a completely different team now in this transfer NIL kind of world, right? So it's going to be harder on the film front a little bit this year?
It is. You know, we're going to play UPenn on Sunday. You know, obviously they have a new coach, but they also have some players that were injured last year. They also have some players that are returning, but they also have a couple guys that transferred in. We'll be back to the drawing board a little bit when it comes to that. Fran McCaffrey, who's a hell of a coach, spent 15 years at Iowa, went to 13 NCAA tournaments. We don't have film of what they do, but we have an idea of Fran McCaffrey's not going to change a lot, you know, in 1 year. So we'll have an idea from the things they may do schematically, offensively. But like you said, we don't know what that roster is going to do with that system because it's all new.
And that brings you back to doing what you do well.
Correct. Well, that's what we've been preaching to our guys is from a defensive standpoint, we may not know all the plays that they're going to run. You know, like when we go into January, we're going to know what Navy does and Army does. But we have to rely on what our principles are. You know, every time the ball is passed, jump to the ball, you know, pressure the basketball with intelligent pressure. On a baseline drive, we know what our rotations are. Just stick to those things and be consistent with them.
And yet you're still undefeated on the season if you think about it with the new challenge rule. Right, so you want 1-0, right? Maybe just fill our fans in a little bit about to change it towards the end of the game here and how you challenge and between the timeout.
Yeah, so yeah. It's similar to the NBA, but the only difference is you get one challenge. You have to have a timeout in order to challenge something. Now, you don't just challenge in and everything. The things you can challenge are the charge block at the charge circle, which is what we won the challenge on. You know, we saw that the defender's heels were actually on the charge circle line. They called a charge. We saw that his heels were on the line, so that is a challenge call. You can actually challenge that call. Goaltending is another one. And then the other one I want to say is out of bounds.
My last 2 minutes.
Yes. Now, there's certain things that the referees can go to on their own. The last 2 minutes of the game, they can go without us actually saying, hey, I want to challenge it. They can go to the monitor on certain things.
So that does bring us back to campus for this Sunday. All week, you've been around campus, engaging the community, encouraging them to come out. Phil Bender, like we did last March. What's the sense you're getting from students, fans, and alumni alike?
It's been really cool because unlike last year, or definitely the year before, it's people know that there's a basketball game, which is really cool. You know, they have an idea. It's one of the coolest things is hearing some of the students, even the faculty, say, hey, yeah, I've got a couple of your players in my class, and they're great guys and everything. So just being able to have that connection with the faculty and other students on campus is really, really cool. And they have a genuine excitement about our season.
I think it's palpable. And the first 500 fans will receive a replica commemorative banner on Sunday for attending the game. And then we'll have a pregame ceremony where we'll unveil the championship banner from last year. I got to be looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am. You know, obviously we had our ring ceremony last week, and guys like Colin Smalls and Matt Rogers and Lincoln Ball were there. They'll be here for the raising of the banner this weekend. So to be able to have guys like that in the house would be great. Elijah Stevens obviously won't be able to be there because he's playing professionally over in Germany, which we're really pleased about. But yeah, just bringing those guys back for one more chance to get celebrated is really, really cool.
People aren't following us on our social. Great clips today of Eli playing that we posted at men's basketball.
I commented on one of his on his video because, you know, one of the things that we tried to, once we got the job, one of the things I charged him with was playing off of 2 feet and not playing off of one. And I texted him, I was like, I'm looking at the video. I'm like, I saw 3 or 4 clips with him jumping off of 1 foot. And I was like, hey, man, what are we doing? You know, he texted me, nah, coach, I'm good. I got it. So, no, it's really cool.
And looking forward to that and great memories. And then, you know, it's time to turn the page, though, once that banner goes up, right? And I know you've been talking a lot about that at practice. It's great to celebrate, and it's important. It's always going to be part of our legacy here at AU basketball. But, you know, you've got Penn on Sunday. You talked a little bit about them. What else do you kind of see that we can maybe give our fans a little insight into the game?
Just, you know, knowing Coach McCaffrey, you know, his teams have always played tough, always played hard. I mean, he's had success everywhere he's been. Siena, UNC Greensboro, obviously at Iowa for the past 15 years. His teams have always been extremely tough. Offensively, they do a lot of all ball movement, you know, meaning there's not going to be, there may be some ball screens and you're not going to see much one-on-one. They're really going to try to pick on the 4 guys that are away from the basketball kind of falling asleep. So you'll have backdoor cuts. You'll have screening from the backside for flares and things like that. So we got to be really, really prepared for that.
All right. And I know you will be. Thank you, Coach. Not to get too far ahead of the weekend, too, but I also want to remind our fans that the following week we play Wednesday, November 12th at crosstown rival GW. So I want to make sure people are thinking about that game, get their tickets. But most importantly, we look forward to seeing everybody out here 1 o'clock on Sunday against Penn in Bender Arena. And that'll do it for today. Thanks for listening, and go Eagles.